Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Something that's common to high-performing sports teams or training groups is a philosophy or ethos that everybody buys into. The Last Dance, documenting the Chicago Bulls' sixth NBA title, spearheaded by Michael Jordan and coach Phil Jackson, is a great example. The documentary is literally named after the mantra that drove this group to one last big win. But a mantra itself doesn't win titles or break records. Everyone on the team has a role to play, to step up and not hide away. In last week's Game Day, we looked at God's view of the mission field of sport. This week we'll dial in on the role that we have to play in this mission of making followers of Jesus. And in 2 Corinthians, we see this clearly laid out for us. It starts like this. Therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. The writer, Paul, starts with the driver of his and his companion's ministry. Paul says they didn't lose heart and didn't hide. He, of all people, had every reason to hide and lose heart because of the trials and persecution he faced. But he indicates that knowing where the good news came from prevented this. It's the same for us. God has called us to share the same good news that Paul did. You have been given this good news through the wonderful mercy of God, so you don't have to lose heart or hide as you tell others. Secondly, Paul says, rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. When it comes to sharing the gospel, the tactics are wonderfully simple. Here, Paul deliberately calls out those in Corinth who use secret and shameful methods to sell the gospel in order to set them straight. Setting forth the truth plainly is the only method for sharing the gospel. Paul later explains how it can be so simple. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. It sounds unbelievably simple, and yet it seems so incredibly hard to set forth the truth plainly to sports friends, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and rules and reigns over all of life and death. But don't let your performance in this area dishearten you, because the Bible is also crystal clear on what God's role is in pointing people to himself. Verse 6 says, for God, who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Can you see God's role in salvation? It's the same as when he created the world. He speaks and things happen. When he said, let there be light, guess what? Look what he does in the hearts and lives of sports people, because he's done it in ours. He speaks. He makes his light shine in our hearts and enables us to see Jesus. God does this saving work. That's his role, and we cannot do that. Not with my sports friends, not with anybody. What an encouragement this is. So, what's our role? To set forth the truth plainly. To say that Jesus Christ is Lord. As you do this, people will find you compelling because of your honest approach before them and before God. Tell your friends that Jesus is Lord. Don't make excuses. Don't compromise. Don't promote or excuse yourselves. As we play our part, God takes the truth that we share and makes his light shine in the hearts of our sports friends to enable them to see Jesus and respond in repentance and faith. You have a role on God's mission team, so don't hide away from it. God has made his light shine in your heart and will use the truth you set forth plainly to let his light shine in the hearts of others. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that the good news of Jesus is simple, true, and powerful to save. Help me this game day to set forth the truth of your gospel plainly where there is opportunity. Please work to shine your light in the lives of my sports friends to change their hearts as I tell them of Jesus' life, death and resurrection. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.